This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
11 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Don't forget the Red Roundtable at Hollywood Casino with Mitch Holthus and Danian Hughes coming up on Friday, August the 29th. That's at 6 o'clock. It's free. It's open to the public. You do have to be 21 or older to enter. It's at Hollywood Casino. It's a cool Q&A plus a meet and greet. Learn a lot about the Chiefs heading into the season with Mitch Holthus and Danian Hughes. That's Friday, August 29th. Someone else, though, that's going to fill us in a little bit more on what's going on today with the Chiefs. The news of the day, Rashee Rice going to have a disciplinary hearing on September 30th in New York at the NFL League offices, which would lead us to believe he will be available week one. Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN, calls into the show. Nate, your reaction? We were surprised to see now we got to wait till September 30th.
Yes, this is a surprise. For a couple reasons, really quick, Rashee Rice must have some of the greatest lawyers that money can buy. Because normally, and again, we saw what happened. I don't know if you guys mentioned this. We saw what happened with Jordan Addison for the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Somewhat similar situation. He's already been suspended. Now, each situation is different. So Rashee has made it clear that he wants to play. He wants to start the season in uniform for the Chiefs. His lawyers have essentially accomplished that. The players' union has essentially accomplished that. And I think the second reason why this is surprising, too, is this comes at this point in the lead-up to opening night in Brazil against the Chargers. We have now concluded training camp, and now the Chiefs have 3 weeks to really prepare for what their offense is going to look like with Josh Simmons at left tackle, right, with Kingsley Weepersuma at left guard. Now you know you have your full complement of receivers. I don't think we're going to see Hollywood Brown, guys, until the Chiefs are in Brazil. So you have the actual offense on paper potentially being on the field against the Chargers, which has to infuriate their AFC West rival because we know the Chargers have more injuries right now. Obviously, they're not going to have Rashawn Slater, one of their best pass protectors in the game. But for the Chiefs and for Patrick Mahomes specifically, okay, I know I have my revamped offensive line. I have my number one receiver in Rashee Rice. I still got Travis Kelce, who's looked very good in training camp. And now we have everybody in their proper role. Hey, Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be our possession receiver. We know what Xavier Worthy can do on the deep ball. Hey, I might have Tyquan Thornton for a couple snaps just to see if he can win one-on-one based on what he's shown in training camp in the preseason. And then, of course, you know, I still have Jalen Royals. I still have Hollywood Brown and what limited role he'll have on opening night. This gives the Chiefs plenty of time to really be prepared and be ready to go on opening night against the Chargers, because they now know Rashee Rice will be in uniform.
Nate, one of the things Cody and I were going back and forth on trying to just talk, you know, kind of talk out the situation a little bit, was we know if there's an on-field incident that a player can appeal and it prompts a disciplinary hearing. With what you're saying, obviously this is an off-the-field incident. You believe this is something the Chiefs and or Rashee Rice actually wanted? They wanted this pushback?
This is what Rashee Rice wanted.
Okay.
Is the way I'm reading this based on all the conversations I had. And again, I think the players union is trying its best, given their situation.
Yeah, no kidding.
Trying their best to do right by a client where, hey, now the question, you know, okay, we know he's going to be there on September, right? For all the games September. Hey, four games, you know, I think the Chiefs are thrilled with this development. Obviously, this is what Rashee Rice wanted. Now, you have to think about this. The NFL knows that just because this occurs now means they themselves, as an organization, as its own investigation, and I want to make that very clear, the NFL obviously knows what happened from a legal standpoint, from what has gone on in Dallas, but the NFL will do its own investigation once the legal situation is resolved. That, of course, we knew recurred right before training camp. So the NFL itself has until September 30th to do as much investigating about Rashee Rice and about what happened and the injuries to the people that were hurt in this multi-car accident in broad freaking daylight on Easter weekend in 2024. They will have all this time to do their own investigation so that they can present all their evidence in terms of what Roger Goodell wants to do from a decision standpoint on what the suspension is. Now, if you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, you're going, okay, well, if they have until September 30th to do that, well, what does that mean? Well, can you build out a case to where you say, hey, this is why it's six games. This is why it has to be six games. Do not appeal. Do not stop us. Take the suspension now. You know, thankfully, for your own financial purposes, you got four game checks to start handling some of these legal fees, right? So I think that's what the NFL is probably, as best as I can understand, that's their view of this as well. Okay, if we concede September, we have enough time to say, hey, this is why, moving forward, using you as an example, this is going to be a six game, regardless of how much goodwill you've done between, you know, the incident occurring and where we are now on this day. So I think the NFL will have its case ready to go, you would assume, by September 30th.
And so,
if you're the Chiefs, you're like, hey, I just looked at the calendar, fellas. It's very easy for anybody to do. I just wrote this for ESPN.com alongside Adam Schefter. If everything goes the way the Chiefs want, Rashee Rice will get a four-game suspension, which means he would be eligible to return on November 2nd against the Buffalo Bills right before their bye week. The NFL, if they say it's six games, that means you're going to have to miss all that time, the bye week, the next game, and then you come back in the middle of November, which obviously means you're going to have a little bit less of a run-up to get Rashee Rice ready to go for postseason time, we all assume.
Nate, is this a more complicated case in the NFL is typically handling because of the jail time thing? Is that what's throwing it off? Because they've obviously had people who sped, had people who got in accidents. Hell, Jordan Addison, right, just pled to a lesser DUI charge. They've had other players plead to DUI charges. This doesn't, on its ground, seem way different than other traffic infractions that cause problems other than the jail time. That seems, is that a hang-up for the NFL? Is that some part of where the six games maybe comes in play?
I guess you could, I think that's a fair assumption, right? I think you can say, hey, that's got to be a variable into this that is unusual compared to most cases like you just mentioned. So if we know he's got some 30 days, is he going to fulfill his probation? Well, kids, his probation's 5 years, right? Theoretically. Now, obviously, that could be reduced down. Who knows what happens in the future? But again, as of right now, 30 days in jail or house arrest, however you want to divvy it up, you're going to do community service. And who knows? Who knows how long the probation is? But at least the probation is going to be at least, what, a couple years, one would presume?
Yeah, I think so.
But again, considering Rashee Rice's legal team, I don't know, guys. I guess you could say that. But again, for the NFL, who's talking to the NFL? That becomes the question now between us talking at this very moment and when Rashee Rice enters the league's offices on September 30th. Hey, who have we talked to? What have they said? Hey, if you decline to talk to us now, hey, let's just see how you want to chat with us after week two. When Rashee Rice may have had like a touchdown against the Philadelphia Eagles. Hey, remember, he did bodily harm to you, not life threatening, but you could argue that. Do you want to talk to us now? Do you want to, you know, how many times can the investigator or investigators, depending on how much the league, you know, can use its resources to get people to talk about Rashee and how he's been since the accident, what it was like that day in particular. Again, ladies and gentlemen, he's on camera leaving the car. So if I can say that out loud, I mean, like,
yeah,
you know. Hey, what did you see? You were there. What do you remember? What was it like in the hospital? Like, all these questions are valid. And so it gives themselves a little bit more time. And because he's going to serve 30 days in some capacity, even though you're a first-time offender, that's a pretty big first-time offense, even still, from most guys who don't have to do jail time.
Nate, I guess there's a question I have that's opposite this, like where – I understand Rashee Rice is pushing for this because he's trying to stay on the field for at least the early part of the season, and that the NFL would probably have preferred. Are you surprised that Andy's cool with this, I guess? Andy seems like the kind of guy who'd want it out of the way and then everything to be normal the rest of the time. Versus, let's have Rashee Rice, then not have Rashee Rice, then have Rashee Rice. It seems like he would prefer it just be done and then move on. Is Andy not any part of this decision-making?
Well, wouldn't you know, kids, some things have changed over the last few years. I'm so glad you mentioned this, Cody, because if you would have told me in like 2019, 2020, yes, this would be his standard, you know, stamping in approval, just get it out of the way. But I'm going to bring a couple examples. The Chiefs signed Charles Omenihu knowing he was likely going to be suspended because of his own, domestic situation January prior to him returning to the team. They still signed him. Came back in the middle of the year, obviously made impactful plays in the postseason to lead them for the Super Bowl. Everyone has said this. I shouldn't say everyone, but I know some fans have reached out to me and said, hey, could this be similar? And I didn't know at the time, but we got a much better answer now. Could this be like Willie Gay? Hey, and this was handled better, I think, publicly from both sides than the Willie Gay situation, which is, hey, this thing also happened in like – late season, postseason time. Okay, when does it get adjudicated? When does it get cleared, you know, legally? What are the parties agree to? And then tick, 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 tick. Yeah, it's four games in October. Well, the Chiefs knew that before the public did, before the league had to announce it. But hey, Willie Gay came back. Guess what happened, kids? Played really well, was an impactful player. They won the Super Bowl. I think Andy understands for Rashee's own world, he would like to go back to playing football to get some level of normalcy. If we can offer him that, and, you know, Andy has no say in this, of course, but understandably, if we can offer him that, and he can come back and he can be with the team and he can be successful and he can see the full circle of, hey, man, what you lost based on the injury, what you lost financially, like all these things will better serve you in terms of actually when he tells us, hey, I think he's actually learned something. So, hey, let's see this next phase of it. You know, let's see you perform well. Glad to have you back. Obviously, you're going to take some suspension. Hey, it is your prerogative to have your legal team, you know, argue your case to give you as much time before you have to serve a suspension, which, again, everyone I talk to still says, yes, he's going to be suspended. It's just, you're doing the legal process now with the NFL in which you can have the time to actually perform on the field for a little bit and get back to being, get a slice of what you hope your NFL career and your life will be before you have to do the suspension. I think Andy Reid's okay with that just because he's gone through this with a few other guys. And based on the injury, based on the financials of it all, hey, the Chiefs need to evaluate him too. I think that's a big thing. They would like to evaluate him in the early part of the season. Hey, how does he handle the suspension? Hey, how does he perform when he comes back from the suspension towards the postseason? Because guess what, kids? Next spring,
yeah,
we can actually have some conversation about an extension, and we would like to see how you handled every little piece along the way so that we can go to the negotiation table and say, okay, here's what the organization feels comfortable with based on what we saw you do the entire calendar year from last spring to this spring.
A couple more minutes here with Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from The Athletic. I know Andy will not speak again until after the preseason game on Friday, and I don't know how much he'll say. I know everybody will be asking him a little bit about what's now going on with this. What do you think this does for the back end of the roster, you know, keeping seven receivers, for example, now that, you know, before we were thinking, oh, you got to have maybe an extra guy available week one. Now you don't necessarily, but also you could need the numbers later in the year. What do you think, if anything, this now new timeline does?
So, if you're on the back end of the roster, it's a tough day. It's a really tough day. And I would advise you, start packing your things, guys. Because now there's no guarantee that the Chiefs will have Nico Remigio on opening night. There's no guarantee that the Chiefs will have Tyquan Thornton. What happens with Jason Brownlee, who kind of became a late bloomer in training camp? And of
a
course,
camp darling, you could say.
You know, because of what he did, obviously, in the first preseason game against the Cardinals. For all three of those guys, for Sky Moore included, start packing your things, get your arrangements in order, because, and here's a difficult part, you would obviously pick Rashee Rice over all those dudes, and the Chiefs are essentially going to have to do that. But who can you convince to wait 4 to 5 weeks to then be on the field, to then be a contributor? Man, that's asking a lot when every other team knows your situation in the league, and now every team says, hey, can we get a call? This also squashes or squeezes the Chiefs' ability to make a trade before the cutdown day two, because, hey, guess what? I know your situation, and you're going to keep six receivers. And so that seventh, that eighth guy that I could really value, well, why would I trade for him now? Like, get out of here. You know?
So,
yeah, exactly. I would prefer Nico Remigio, because special teams is still important. But I could understand why the team might pick Tyquan Thornton. He's your best all-around receiver compared to the rest of that group at the bottom of the roster. And lastly, for Sky Moore, I'm going to the coaching staff and saying, I don't want to come off the field Friday. I don't want to come off the field next Friday. I need to showcase who I am right now for these next two preseason games, and I want to be on the field as much as possible. I do not want to come out. Connor Emery, get out my face. I need to be running routes and blocking and performing for my next team right now. And you could argue the same thing about Nico Remigio. You could argue the same thing about Jason Brownlee. I don't know if you could say, hey, this team wants to take my services for week one of the NFL season, and you want me to say no to that so that I can wait around for weeks. Five. That's hard to do. And so for all of those guys, I would tell Andy, don't play any of the skill position players that you're going to play in Sao Paulo. Right now, it's probably time to do right by those guys at the bottom end of the roster so that they can present themselves to the rest of the league, because the rest of the league now knows the situation. So if you have it in your heart for Nico, for Tyquan, for Jason, for Sky, you need to let that go from a team standpoint, and you need to start thinking about them as, you know, human beings, and from a personal standpoint about how they can improve their chances. Because I guess I would give Tyquan Thornton the edge right now as your sixth receiver. And again, he might not even be dressed against the Chargers. So think about all this when you're watching these last two preseason games, obviously starting tomorrow in Seattle.
Last question, Nate, did you start making sourdough yet? Did you pick up that hobby?
No, but my wife has done some Googling, so it won't be me necessarily. But who knows? Maybe I can benefit once again from Taylor Swift. She did pre-order the album yesterday, fellas.
Nice.
As we were watching the episode last night, it is a fantastic looking vinyl. As someone who started to collect vinyls over the past couple years, yeah, man, I said, "Ooh, go get get on that website. Go get that girl. Go get that. That vinyl looks incredible." Obviously, the artwork looks great. If I can get some sourdough by the time this thing kicks off, by the time I come back from Brazil, I will once again say thank you to Taylor. Who knows? Perhaps in person.
Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN, who's also featured on the Kingdom documentary that's coming out tonight. I did have a chance to, so did Cody, to watch a couple episodes. Nate, you're prominently featured, my man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a surprise. It was a shock to me.
They got your wrong workplace now.
Yeah, they have
you change the supers.
They have your prior employer, but it's okay.
Yeah. I think Holly said the same thing. She was like, Why does it still say The Athletic? I said, well, babe, at the time when they interviewed me,
yeah,
I was working for The Athletic.
Fair enough.
So again, it's nice for The Athletic to have that too. It's like our last voyage together. It's really cool. But thank you for mentioning that, and I hope people enjoy it because it's for you guys. Like, it's for anyone listening right now. Like, the Kingdom is for you. I think Chiefs fans will learn quite a bit. And, yeah, it was cool to be a part of it.
There you go. Nate Taylor, he joins us here on 96.5 The Fan. We will talk a little bit about that documentary at the end of the Chiefs
Play
Right Half Hour.
Play a quick clip that's out there on social. We're not going to spoil it.
We're not going to spoil it because I know, obviously, nobody, unless you were given a screen, has seen it yet. Two episodes tonight on ESPN and then all the six episodes available on Disney+. So we'll talk more specific stuff tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
But it is really enjoyable. We're going to hit on that in just a little bit. What did you make of what Nate had to say? He thinks this was clearly something Rashee Rice was pushing for.
He wants to be on the field in the early part of the season, and he thinks he might be able to bully them into less games.
Yes, he thinks this is a big win for the Chiefs. Like we said, there's positives and negatives with this. The positive, he's available the first 4 weeks, but that's why we wanted to have Nate on. Sounds like based on conversations he has had that, no, Rashee Rice wanted this pushback as much as possible. He wants to be in Brazil playing week one for the Kansas City Chiefs. And
he doesn't play football in a year and a half or year, not yeah, a year and a half, but
it's a huge year for him. And they've got some tough games up front. And he doesn't think that this is leading to more games.
That's good. I mean, that at least softens the blow a little bit from our initial reaction, which is,
I agree.
Is it the NFL that needs more time with this? Now, I will say it's a calculated risk, but it's a risk for what Nate Taylor said means any of the victims, Rashee himself, the people around Rashee, this gives them more investigative time than they would normally have to look into you. Now, if you've been minding your P's and Q's for the better part of a year and a half, and since that accident, you have put your hands at 10 and 2 and drive the exact speed limit and have caused no problem. And he hasn't been in any trouble since, obviously. Just as long as you've maintained a good outside working relationship with everybody you're dealing with, should be okay. But it is still a risk, even if it's a calculated one. There's always a part of it that makes you wonder, like, what it'll be there. I think in the Chiefs Right Half Hour, we'll talk more about the wide receiver impact. Because I am curious in that, too. What do you do now? Six or seven guys?
I'm kind of with them on
factor two.
Play a lot of the wide receiver 5-6, you know, and then not going to make the team guys basically a ton in the preseason game tomorrow night. All right, we'll work in trash today a little bit later, obviously, sidetracked and focusing in on some...
Well, show's been Rashee Rice and Taylor Swift.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's biggest stories in sports today.
And Taylor, non-sports.
You know, yeah, they all cross over. All have a crossover there. All right, up next, it is the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Let's talk a little bit more about what it means for guys further down the depth chart a little bit or maybe not going to make the team. And could there still be at least one massive year left for this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Current Chief.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Chiefs Red Half Hour brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. Check them out at allweatherdecks.net. I'm going to sit on my deck tonight after I get done with back to school night.
Oh, that is tonight.
Yeah, Missouri side. My kids don't start till Tuesday. Find out who their teachers are. Normally we have an email by now. One of our kids' friends said that they already got their teacher email, so clearly they're not in the same class.
Okay.
We have not yet received said email.
While we were talking to Nate Taylor about Rashee Rice's disciplinary hearing happening September 30th, therefore he's going to be available the first 4 weeks of the season, the breaking news in the league today, there was one point where Nate said he thinks the timeline could have Rashee Rice back by the Bills game. Did you look over to your right, my left?
Drew was mad.
Drew, I wish we had his camera up at that moment.
Rage filled.
I didn't want to throw off the interview with Nate, so we didn't bring it up live.
Head,
you were shaking your head. You looked angry. Go ahead. Tell us what was going through your mind there.
What's the problem,
Drew? Tell us what was going through your mind.
Hang on. Let me pull up the Chiefs schedule, too, for a second.
Go ahead.
For a second. Because isn't it it would just be a coincidence that he's available for he would be available for all of their difficult games outside of literally the Lions game. Is that where we're at here? Come on.
He's got a good lawyer.
For all of you who are complaining on the text line about this whole
situation. He's still getting suspended, Drew.
Yeah. What does it matter? I already told you. If they gave me the choice right now between those 4 weeks and he came back for the Bills game, or he was just gone the first 4 weeks and it was over, Drew, I can promise you, I would still take the first 4 weeks. So you can't call, like, at least on this show, you can't call it foul. But you did shake your head almost like
he was angry.
And then he comes right back for the Bills game. There's a part that is,
man.
If it's longer than 4 games.
Of course he does. Of course he would.
That's the most because of the 4 games. But here's the thing. What if it's 6 games, Drew? Then he misses what I would argue is.
I think it's 6. I've always been on the number 6.
It'd be multiple division games.
If it's 6.
It still is going to be.
That is the most important game on the entire schedule. Because the Bills is the only team, I think, who's going to factor into the number 1 seed, who's on their schedule during the time, other than the Ravens game. So, like, he's going to miss one of the most important games on the schedule, and the second one would have him playing or missing a game if it's 6 games.
Against the Broncos.
Against the Broncos, yeah, who Alex and I both think are finishing second in the division.
Yeah.
So, like, they can complain all they want, but, like, if it's 4 games and he comes back for Bills and Broncos, it's going to look fishy. It's going to look shady, but come on.
913-586-7965.
I don't know how to do this.
We learned yesterday Drew is picking up French. Someone said, go ahead and cry to us in French, Drew. Cry to us in French, please.
What is the word for cry in French, you know?
I do not know yet.
Haven't learned that one yet?
You shaking your head. You shaking your head at that. They don't even play Cincinnati in the regular season. Calm down, Drew. Worry about your team making the playoffs and having a good September. They don't have anybody suspended, and they still suck in September, Drew. Worry about your Bengals, man.
Le cry. Cry, scream, shout.
Le cry? Like LaCroix?
Le cry.
LaCroix.
But yeah, no, I think what's funny about this is because the suspension isn't happening at the beginning of the year, I actually don't think what happens now, no matter what, I think there's going to be people on both sides crying foul.
Yeah, I think if
he gets six games, Chiefs fans are going to be like, it's rigged! Taking him against the Bills and the Broncos, trying to make it harder on him. Here it is. And those same people are going to be like, oh, but he's available for the Ravens.
It's already happening. Cody, the minute the disciplinary hearing was announced today, meaning he'll be available the first four. And I know social media is still a small fraction of the population on Twitter. Okay. It's not always, you got to be careful. It's not always the popular opinion. But there are plenty of people, our friends in Buffalo. If you have any friends in Cincinnati,
does anybody know anybody in Cincinnati? Even Drew's never been to Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's how bad the city is. He won't even go to Cincinnati. That's how bad the city is.
I've been to Cincinnati.
I have a family member that used to live in Cincinnati. That place sucks.
Did you go there?
I did not, but they did. Yo. They lived there for multiple years. That city sucks.
They're saying it sucks. It sucks.
They actually live there, Drew.
Correct.
Point being, people in those cities were saying that it's a huge, huge break and rig for the Chiefs that they're now available and that the NFL wants them available for Brazil and all this.
What do you think that they should do about the wide receivers? Nate Taylor was talking about this. No Tyquan Thornton? We're getting down the list now? But then how are they going to cover it when Rice is gone, you know?
But by then, hopefully Jalen Royals has progressed. Think about it. Just do that. So we know Rice, Worthy, Brown, Royals. There's four. Juju is five.
We think he's safe?
I think if you look at the conversations that we had with them and then also through Kim, they consider him the leader in the wide receiver room.
I agree. And, I'm just asking for, I think it's a fair question to ask. I think the answer can be the yes.
Where was I? Sorry, I lost my count. Is that five? Okay, five. And then six is Tyquan?
Or Mejio? Or, oh man, now I'm trying to go through the...
But like Brownlee, Thornton, and Mejio are not all making the team.
Hollywood.
I don't think that math works.
Yeah, I'm just looking.
No, Worthy, Rice, Hollywood, Rice, Royals, Worthy, Juju. There's five.
Juju, Royals. If you're keeping so you can only keep one of Tyquan Thornton.
If you're keeping six,
Remigio, and Sky Moore and Jason Brownlee.
Yeah, Sky Moore is done. He's out. He is out. Out. He's going to be on another team this year. Yeah.
Of those, Nico Remigio is actually the more valuable overall player because he is a very good special teams player for you. So a lot of this might come down to the conversations we've had before. What influence does Dave Tobe have? Does he trust Breshard Smith to handle some of the special teams portion of that? Like, you can't just hold on to your special teams guy forever, and yet the Patriots did with like Slater for like 10 years.
You can't keep seven receivers and four tight ends and four running backs. The math doesn't work. If I told you they, knowing what we know right this second, seven receivers, or would you like, I don't think they need to keep four tight ends. I just don't. To me, I go with Noah, obviously Kelce, Gray, and Tonyan. And if I lose Jared Wiley through the practice squad and he doesn't make it there, So, well. Like, I would love him on the practice squad, but if he gets picked up by somebody, it is what it is. With all due respect, Jared Wiley hasn't exactly looked great. Okay. I certainly am not worried about Jake Brenningstuhl. I can have him on IR the whole season if you're really worried about losing the guy from Clemson that was undrafted. It hasn't practiced. Okay. Yeah. I don't need four tight ends on the roster.
Nope.
Four running backs, you can talk me into it just because I've got some guys that I wonder
because I don't
about
love any of
up.
The particular names. I would be interested in an extra guy. Although it sounds like Nate keeps saying that extra guy is not Breshard Smith.
Breshard Smith might
that
be
extra
in danger
guy is
of
Carson Steele.
Breshard Smith could end up, depending on
he
what
might
he does,
make the roster.
Depending on what he does tomorrow night, yeah, he's in danger of being a guy that if they can't get him to the practice squad, he ends up somewhere else.
Not weird for a seventh round pick, but if he does get cut 3 weeks from now, we are going to revisit the conversation about what we talked about in the running back room in the draft and why everyone trying to sell me on, well, they drafted Breshard Smith, everything's fine, doesn't actually hold any kind of water. If he does get cut and never held any water, if he does get cut or ends up as a practice squad player, because that means he's just not ready as an NFL player. So we'll see. But yeah, I mean, they're in a weird roster spot. Do they want Robert Tonyan and Wiley? Do they want four running backs? Do they want seven wide receivers? And I think just because of the state of the offensive line over the last 3 years, guard feels like an obvious spot. You're keeping an additional player, and I don't know why you'd be going outside of that.
The tricky spot is, Dave Tobe, special teams wise, he likes Nico Remigio, but you have, I think they have multiple guys that can return punts. Like this is not like, my gosh, only Nico Remigio can do that. I know they don't want to use Worthy back there, but he's technically an option. If Tyquan Thornton makes the team, Tyquan Thornton's a return option. If Breshard Smith makes the team, he's a return guy option. Yeah. Like they have multiple guys. It's not like if they cut Remigio, that they just don't have an answer. That's not true.
We want to give you a quick teaser cut here in a few minutes from the Kingdom documentary, because it comes out today on ESPN and Disney Plus. We're not going to spoil anything for you today. We'll give you a review of the first couple of episodes tomorrow, so you'll have a chance to watch it. But I did see an article over at Arrowhead Pride, mostly because it was talking about Joe Cullen, who was at the podium the last day we were up there at camp. And it was Joe Cullen talking about, there's a quote about a player like this every year, so this is why I'm bringing it up. That is, Chris Jones is on a mission, or out for revenge, or whatever, right? But Joe Cullen, a defensive lineman who's very familiar with Chris Jones' work, coming off of one of his worst sack seasons as a pro, not worst seasons as a pro, I want to make that clear, sack seasons as a pro, says he's on a mission. Is there still one huge year left in Chris Jones? Is there the 12 to 15 sack, the 10 to 14 sack season still in there? Because I still think he's got one. I don't know if he's got way more than one. I wouldn't say like 2-3 years of 8 to 12 sacks, but I still think Chris Jones does have one more year of I ruined the NFL for a single season left in his play.
Yeah, I view it as if we're putting a number on it, I think he's capable of still having a 12 sack season. If that's what you're asking, yes. I think there is still a 12 sack season again before his career is over. And obviously, just based on how we know the NFL works, that means this year would be the most likely year for that to happen, because he will eventually get to a point due to age where it's more problematic. But he's talked about him. He's actually put on a couple pounds, which in this case is a good thing. In this case, it's actually a good thing. He talked about it with Kay Adams, that like with pads on, he'll now be like 305. But we all know he can move way better than anybody else at 300.
Everyone gives him a lot of credit. He does more things at the defensive end spot, considering his size, than most people his size.
Right. So if I had to put a number on it, yeah, I think he's capable of having a 12 sack season still before he retires.
That's a big season.
Yeah.
That's still like, especially from the interior, that's still a one more massive season. Because there is going to be a cut point where he can't do that anymore.
Sure. I don't think it was last year, though, because we looked it up. He obviously did not have the sack number that we expected. Although, if you go and look at some of the underlying metrics, he ended up having the biggest, highest percentage
double
win
rate. Win rate against double teams.
Pressure rate.
He was really good in all of the categories that aren't sacks. But the truth is, that's just your job. That's like saying a wide receiver runs clean routes but doesn't catch the ball. I don't care. And I'm not saying sacks is the only number we have to pay attention to.
No, but that's, it does matter. That's why he got the contract, right? It is because of sacks, not just because he had a high pressure rate. It's because he had a bunch of sacks.
Bingo. And so, and you and I have talked about this when it comes to baseball. Be like, well, he's hitting the ball hard. Well, that's not the only thing that matters. Sometimes you actually do have to get hits to go with the hard hit rate.
There's an exterminator walking around behind you. Do you want to go ask him for some advice? Was this the guy that came in and took care of your bees in Yellow Jackets? Do you want to... You want to make sure
this was not the guy, but very similar energy, I'll say.
What do you
definitively not the guy? It'd be like if this guy, I wouldn't be surprised to find out it's like that's his son. It's like it's like him, but like the guy I got was like 15 years older.
They
might be like a
they
like
sprayed
a
out there. Can we get him to?
Family.
They sprayed out there. Can we invite him in? He wants to spray around here, please.
I needed him up at training camp.
It's gonna smell like pesticides.
I can't smell
time.
Anyway, so go for it.
I mean, it doesn't actually make sense if you think about spraying for pests, not including this room. Then you're not even spraying the whole building.
Can we get a little spray in here or in Drew's area? Drew, go out there and see if they want to spray in your area, you know?
There have been no wasps for a while in this area, so I think we're okay. Right. But no, I really, for their defense to have the kind of year.
Drew's over there.
I don't think it's the reason they lost the Super Bowl. But I do think a reason why they played closer games and some of this other stuff was the defense wasn't quite as good as it was the previous 2 years. I'm not saying it was bad. By no means, they were one of the better defenses in the league. But it wasn't quite as good as the two Super Bowl winning years. And certainly in the last game, the offensive line was the much bigger problem. But they also got zero pressure on Jalen Hurts, man. He stood back there all damn day. So the defensive line, to continue being a Super Bowl team, to continue going to Super Bowls, winning AFC championships, they do need to take a step forward back in this sack game. And I kind of am expecting, I'm a Joe Cullen, I'll be kind of disappointed in anything under 10 sacks for Chris Jones this year. I think it needs to be a double-digit sack year for him again.
I'm with you.
He's got more help on the defensive line. They drafted two more guys to go next to you. They gave you more depth. You know, should get Karloftis healthy for the entire year. They've put some more pieces around you that I think that there should be a double-digit sack season, and I think he's still got that in the tank.
He's also been an all-pro still for the last three seasons, and now you're just wanting the sack numbers to show it as well. But anybody that has watched, and clearly, though his peers and others still recognize him as one of the best defensive linemen in football, despite being a year older. We mentioned the Kingdom documentary for ESPN. The first two episodes air tonight on ESPN. The rest will be available on Disney Plus. You and I have had a chance to watch the first couple of episodes, and we're not going to give away spoilers because I get it. Like, a lot of people are excited to watch it tonight. Tomorrow we'll talk about the first two, and then maybe next week we can talk about the remaining 3, 4, 5, 6. But
although I got to carve out like a whole, like,
they're 50. Yeah. So they're like long, 52 minutes or so a piece. I'm almost done with episode 3 of it. And this weekend I'll watch, and I'm excited to watch the final few episodes, because those will actually be about the Super Bowl itself and the aftermath of losing it. All I'll say is the first two episodes kind of lay the groundwork. If you're a diehard Chiefs fan, you're going to love it, because it does go through the history of the franchise and go back to Lamar Hunt. It also, in episode 2, does focus in on Andy Reid and his personal life as well. And you see him, you guys have seen the clips out there. It's not spoiling anything. He gets emotional talking about his family and football at one point or two. This part is a clip that's already out there publicly, so we won't
Adam
spoil
Schefter
it.
Sent it out.
But this was a really cool moment when Brett Veach is talking about the process of evaluating Patrick Mahomes, and how, you know, we've heard the story how he was watching tape about a different player, and then he saw this QB and was like, wait a second, this guy, I'm intrigued by him, and how he spent the rest of his day watching Patrick Mahomes film. But he mentioned that his daughter played a small role, maybe, Cody, in them actually drafting Patrick Mahomes.
My daughter, who's a teenager now, but she was younger at the time, she's always asking me at a younger age about my job and what do you do. And I think her vision of the job was to write people's names down and just pull them out of a hat. I wasn't a super big like football movie guy, but obviously everybody watched like Draft Day. We had watched that movie weeks prior to the draft. And so she did see that one part in the Draft Day where Costner's character had the name written down. I was just getting ready to leave, and she hands me the card. Said, Pat, no matter what, there's nothing more special than your daughter writing that.
That time leading up to when he was leaving for the draft, it was just kind of a reminder to be relentless, stick with what you believe, and what he believed was Patrick was the future.
That's pretty cool. I'm trying to remember. Did we know that? Am I forgetting? Do we know
it
that his
like
daughter handed?
Maybe I'd heard, but then I wasn't sure. I guess this also means that Chiefs fans have to like the Draft Day movie now. If his daughter's writing Pat no matter what,
well, and then
the day they're going into draft Patrick Mahomes.
Like, so if people, so obviously, you know, with radio, I wish we had a picture to show people.
Yeah, they can watch it.
It's something that you hear, but it's like, you could make up that story. But the fact that he has it framed in his office actually is pretty sweet.
Frame Patrick Mahomes jersey, and then part of the frame jersey in the bottom, I think it's the left, has the note from his daughter Frank. It's very, very cool. It's one of the many,
I honestly think it was made up if somebody told me that and didn't have the evidence. That feels like the kind of thing somebody would make. I'm swear to God. Sounds like the kind of thing somebody would make up, and he'd be like, get at, no way. Yeah. No one wrote Pat no matter what your daughter, like, that feels like Ruth Conda. Like, it feels like something somebody would make up, right? If anybody remembers that moment. Because he's got the piece of paper and all this other stuff, I genuinely think that happened.
Well, obviously it happens.
Which is
crazy. Yeah, I mean, we've if you watch the episode, it clearly has happened. I mean,
I'm saying, like, that sounds like something so far-fetched.
Yeah, it's really cool, though.
You would genuinely believe it takes place.
Those are one of the cool moments, maybe some things that you guys and all of us now didn't recognize. The episodes tonight, I just think if you're a diehard Chiefs fan,
you'll like it.
There's no way you're not going to love it. There's just no way.
I will say, if you guys were worried about already being the villains of the NFL, this is not going to help. Because, one, just the standard, right? There is very clearly a 6-part documentary that's going to be featured at the top of Disney Plus every time any opposing fan pops on the app the next couple of days.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, I don't know if you guys have seen this, Disney and ESPN have put out billboards promoting the Kingdom.
Other cities.
I did see this.
In opposing cities. So, like,
smart.
In Buffalo,
and the mileage away.
Says 946 miles to the Kingdom. And if you're in Buffalo,
so
you improbably,
be sick.
Oh,
you
man,
be so
it's
good.
Gotta make you so mad.
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's very fun. It's a fun poke, right, to, like, pick
of
on the other fan bases.
Well, yeah, Drew,
oh,
you
yeah,
can.
I mean, it's on this side. Of course you do.
Yeah,
but, like,
of course,
it is
of
definitely
course
a jet.
Fans
Drew,
love
you can watch it and find out what it takes to be a championship organization and what goes into it, because you sure as hell won't see it in Cincy. So you might as well watch it a little bit and learn what it takes to build up a historically great franchise, you know?
Part of me is like, because you sent me, we talked about this, and part of me is like, I need to watch this for show purposes, but also part of me is like, I don't want to watch this. Like,
it would actually be good for you because the first two episodes are not about like
taking the history of the franchise.
Well, I was going to say,
about
I'm
who the
very
Chiefs are and the history
that.
Of their franchise.
Yes.
And for someone who does work in Kansas City,
I'm very intrigued to learn about the history of it. Yes.
It would be interesting to you to kind of see where the Chiefs were, where they, because in the first two episodes, they address things like the Javon Belcher situation, the hiring of Andy Reid.
Yeah, the buildup.
And the stuff that was happening in the organization, things you're not going to be surprised by. I'm not ruining anything for you, but like that part of it. But yeah, of course, if you're a Chiefs fan, the idea that in Buffalo, there's a full-blown digital billboard that says 950 miles to the kingdom.
It's got
to
make them
great.
Sick.
So
it makes them sick. It has
pissed me off if I was an opposing fan. But that doesn't mean we don't have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, I could get why they would hate it, but it still makes it funny in our end.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm three episodes in. I haven't finished the six-part series, but it's very well done, as you would expect. I mean, it's an ESPN documentary. The Chiefs gave access to that. Frankly, I don't give anybody. You know, they had interviews. They had, you know, Chris Jones riding back from the facility with the camera talking about how the league views them. Like, it's very, very well done. I enjoyed it, and I think Chiefs fans are going to love the doc that comes out tonight.
And I think, you know, all jokes aside about the team that I root for and everything else, like, one of the things that in living here for 2 years now, you gain a lot more respect, I think, for being in the situation and being around the team and watching them play and the way that they run things, where, you know, we obviously don't know how the Broncos or how the Bills or how the Ravens do their stuff. But if you're put in that element, then you you learn a lot about the organization and what it takes. And, you know, I hear all the time about how the Chiefs have been through the mud in a way with how bad they were in those times. Like, I'm interested in learning about that aspect of them because I think it's relatable to a lot of other fan bases where it's like, man, it gives you almost hope for your own fan base, but it also gives you respect for the Chiefs and the job that Brett Veach and Andy and Mahomes and everybody else have done to this point.
Yeah, in the first couple episodes, Alex Smith is interviewed. Lewis Riddick is interviewed, talking about his time in Philadelphia, obviously, and his relation with Andy, and obviously very emotional, personal life stuff that gets brought up. Tonight, was it 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN?
7 o'clock, I believe.
Is the first two, and then the rest
is
on
actual ESPN.
Yes.
Okay.
And
then
it'll be
Disney
available on
Plus.
Disney Plus all the episodes.
Yep.
But very fun. Somebody said, did Disney steal Drew's podcast name with the billboards?
Go on ahead and put my podcast up on the billboards in Buffalo
close,
and all
man.
These other places.
It's close. They did. They went the same theme.
Let's find somewhere that's 249 miles away from
we
Arrowhead.
We used to have a billboard guy on this show just to mostly make fun of people, but we used to have a billboard guy. You still listen? He got into the Guillotine League 1 year. Can we still work something out? Let's get some Cody and Gold billboards up there again. We can get Drew's podcast up for a half a day, you know?
Yeah, man,
help
let's do
out.
It.
Mm-hmm. Help promote that
let's
podcast.
Let's do it. A new one's coming out, too.
The debate will be what college shirt is he wearing? He changes it every day.
You'll have to wear one of those, like, moms going to see their two kids
play
the same.
It's got part KU, part Mizzou, part K-State.
Oh, no, that's gross. That's disgusting.
That's what Drew needs. That's what Drew needs, you know?
I forgot. I was told
yesterday.
And the
one in the middle is clearly the most important.
I was literally told yesterday by Kansas State fans to burn my K-State shirt that I'm not allowed to wear it anymore.
They didn't like how you flip-flopped. You came into town and said you were a Wildcat, and then you very quickly shifted away. One loss to Mizzou off of a long Mevis field goal, and you were done.
I promise I'm not going to wear the lavender one anymore. I'll wear the gray K-State one instead and prep for the Farmageddon game. Mm-hmm. I'll wear the gray K-State shirt on Friday for you guys.
Drew walked out of the studio today, shoulders back to Golden, said, Kansas is going 8-4. So
they're going 8-4.
He's already decided Kansas having a great year,
podcast
too.
Coming out today.
I'll take
What's
that.
K-State going?
9-3, and they're going to lose to KU, and that's the reason why K-State is not making the Big 12 title game.
Okay.
I said that the other day, and that's what got people triggered. But look, I'm an open book on this show. I'm honest. I might be wrong. That's fine. I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong, guys, just the same as you guys are, I think, as well.
Yeah, I don't care.
We got it.
Wrong all the time.
We got it figured out.
It's more fun when we're wrong, too, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's...
For everybody else. For us, it's more fun when we're right.
For sure. The listeners enjoy it. The listeners definitely enjoy it. All right, up next, guys, let's get to what's trending. Let's talk a bit more about what happened last night with Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, Jason Kelce on New Heights. And there's something that could end up being very juicy, but not good for Roger Goodell. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.